Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Election Day, the start of Smile Cookie Week as well. And we've got more on that coming up. How you can help out some amazing projects and groups and organizations across southwestern Manitoba. Starting today simply by eating cookies. And of course, then you're going to go to the polls. Canada chooses a prime minister today. Of course, we've got all you need to know about that. And holy cow, I voted for this. I'll tell you what I voted for right now. Look out, Beach Bunker. How about a 30-degree day for this weekend? I'm not lying. We called it last week. Remember on Monday, we said, guess what? On the weekend, we're going to have a 20-degree day, and we came pretty damn close yesterday. And now Environment Canada is saying upper 20s for the weekend and lots of sunshine. We were joking about this yesterday. We go from winter right to summer. Like, get the cover off the air conditioner right now, because it is going to get hot and fast. Now, starting today, as you head to the polls today, the weather is not all that incredible. In fact, this is going to be the cruddiest day of the week. And then by the end of the week, we will have sunshine and temperatures in the upper 20s, low 30s. Hello, May. Holy crap. That's a 90-degree day for us. We go from 30 to 90. That's all right. Incredible. And yes, my apologies. We were supposed to be at Tim Hortons today doing the show live from 18th Stream. I'm a little sad about it, but these things happen. Technical gremlins. Okay, so the store we're going to be at is the new Tim Hortons store on 18th Street next to Canadian Tire. Remember how they basically closed the store down and they had the treat truck out front, and inside they did a complete renovation of the store, and that meant new internet. So we had to get some internet brought in on Sunday, and we were testing it yesterday, and the tests did not go all that great. So we're like, I don't think we're going to be able to pull it off. So, but I'm going to be there later today, so it's not like I'm going to miss out on the whole Smile Cookie experience, because I can't. It does so much awesome stuff in the community. Smile Cookies, and the thing is that we've got a Smile Zone coming to our town, and we did this in Dauphin at the hospital. Greg is going to join us later this morning, by the way, from the 18th Street location. We are going to be able to get some signal out of there, but we've been showing you and talking to you about this last couple of weeks as we've been getting ready for today. And so what's going to happen in the Brandon region is with the purchase of your Smile Cookies, we are going to make a Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic. You can see the before and after pictures. Let me make this a little bit bigger. And coming up later this morning, I'm going to give you even more details on this in the way of the hearing from the kids themselves. Hearing from the kids that are enjoying different Smile Zones in different cities across Canada. And so if you've ever been to the Brandon Clinic, you can see there's the foyer before on the left, and then to the right is the foyer after, and the hallway before, the hallway after. And this is just a couple of snapshots of what things are going to look like this June. For the opening of this, we are going to pull out all the stops to make sure that we have got amazing internet to be able to do the show from here, because I wanted to do it in Dauphin from the hospital, but you know, it's a bit of a, boy, there's a lot of hoops to jump through, and you have to be very, very careful with cameras and audio equipment and so on. I won't get into the details, but you know what I mean? This one is doable. At least we're hoping. So this is about the Smile Cookies this week. Okay. And that's not all. Of course, there are 10 Tim Hortons locations. So there'll be all kinds of groups that will benefit from your Smile Cookie purchase today. So in Dauphin, the proceeds going to the Watson Art Center in Neepawa, Beautiful Plains Community Foundation. Good morning, Neepawa. Huge support in Neepawa right now. In Verdun, the VCI basketball nets and sports equipment. And in Mooseman, McLeod Elementary School. So happy Smile Cookie Week, Western Manitoba. Let's get some smile cookies into us and do good for the community starting today until May the 4th. With emojis only, no words, no fighting, no arguing, no political discussion on the social media this morning, just emojis. How you feeling about Election Day today? And if you didn't get a chance to do that on social media and you want to do that in chat, by all means, you can pile in with some emojis there too, because there's a little bit of anxiety. There's a lot going on in the world and there are a lot of problems to solve. So maybe, just maybe, brighter days are ahead. Well, we got 30 degrees coming on the weekend, so no matter who wins, it was a tough one as the Winnipeg Jets, I don't know, they had to take Hellebuck out of the goal again. What is with that? He is the star of the show and it just didn't come together yesterday. For the Winnipeg Jets. They got clobbered last night. 5-1. Holy cow. So now the series comes back to Winnipeg. They will play Wednesday at 8:30. The series tied at 2. Now it becomes basically a best of 3 series. And they'll play again on Friday if that is needed. And I think that is back in St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. You're seeing Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba on your screen because time is running out for you to enter their Win Your Wellness contest. There is just a couple days left in the month of April. If you still believe, if you're still a believer, go to Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba in either Brandon or Winnipeg. You get yourself a hot tub. You get yourself a spa. You get yourself a massage chair. You get yourself one of the items that qualify for the Win Your Wellness promotion campaign. And should they go all the way, you could win your purchase for free. Now, it's just for the first 50 customers, so we are getting tight on time and tight on space. Check it out, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. Find them on social media. Also, you can visit them in Brandon and or Winnipeg. Cheer on those Jets, and if they go all the way, imagine, cup gets hoisted, you're sitting in your hot tub, and you're like, I just got it for free. That'd be pretty cool. I can't believe it. 30 degrees for this weekend. So we had 20 last weekend. We might have a 30 this weekend. The only thing is that I hope we don't get hail. If we do get hail, remember Auto Fashion, MPI and SGI accredited. Auto Fashion can take care of any and all hail damage. Please remember them this summer. They do window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection. And the big one is, of course, hail. 255 17th Street North behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, you know it. I was doing hot dogs and hamburgers on the weekend and it has to be done with my Kuiper's Family Bakery hot dog and hamburger buns. Oh my gosh. I had so many Smokies on the weekend. Oh my God. Cheddar Smokies in a beautiful, fluffy Kuiper's Family Bakery hot dog bun. There is a reason why Kuiper's Family Bakery hot dog buns and hamburger buns appear at so many charity barbecues across Southwestern Manitoba. It is time for you to discover why. If you're looking for a cinnamon roll, if you're looking for a sausage roll, pizza buns, fluffy cinnamon buns, decadent pastries, you will find it all at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And stock up for the barbecue season. And Headley's Health Hut, I saw that Randy and Michelle are in Vancouver right now. Thanks to all those who chimed in on their Facebook page to let them know about some of the products that you feel they should have in their store. If you didn't have a chance to take advantage of that and you have some supplements, vitamins, herbs, things like that, to reach out through social media, just send them a DM to Headley's Health Hut. And again, they're at a big show in Vancouver, getting even more amazing products to make life better for people in Southwestern Manitoba. Sugar-free, gluten-free, high-protein. Idis Catering has ready-to-cook gluten-free meals in store in the freezer. Check out the mocktails, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They're in that beautiful, bright new building just east of Murray GM. On this election day, so what does this mean? What is going on? Let's recap with our friends at 22 Minutes. where we are. Bring everybody up to speed as to where we are going to the polls today. Oh, my God. Remember this guy. This all began 10 years ago.
October 19th, 2015. Justin Trudeau nepo babies his way to a majority government. He promises sunny ways and zero national embarrassments. Trudeau comes in hot and progressive, appointing Canada's first gender-balanced cabinet.
Because it's 2015.
Putting a price on carbon and legalizing cannabis. Nice. And he would have passed electoral reform if he hadn't been stopped.
There is no clear path forward.
By Justin Trudeau, seen here waving goodbye to the ranked ballot.
But on the horizon are dark clouds, which is also the name of the makeup he used. The scandals pile up, and in 2019, the government shrinks to a minority. Then 2020 hits.
It's a story we're following tonight, the spread of coronavirus.
I've been waiting.
Oh, yay, caramba. Oh, my God. Oh, who can forget this? Oh, the social distancing.
Tend to our crops, wash our groceries, and finish Netflix. Trudeau calls an election to see what Canadians think of his beard. And we think, meh.
Clear mandate to get Canada through this pandemic.
Lockdowns take their toll on us, with hundreds descending on Ottawa to express their patriotism through honking and making redneck soup. The backlash grows when Trudeau uses the Emergencies Act to violate our charter right to park anywhere. His sunny ways are over. Angry, the people cry out for a hero, a normal human who understands the common Canadian.
Freedom, not fear.
The new Conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, surges in opinion polls thanks to his inspirational message.
Everything feels broken. Broken.
Everything's broken in Canada.
Trudeau desperately reaches for help, and he finds it on his far left. Finally, uninsured Canadians can also be shamed for not flossing. But with housing prices skyrocketing and cauliflower becoming a status symbol, thanks to
just inflation,
our supply of confidence runs out.
I've ripped up the supply and confidence agreement.
Trudeau's friends, old and new, abandon him. The curtains are closing.
Oh.
And Poilievre is measuring for drapes in the PMO.
Why won't we have a carbon tax election now?
Pierre can taste victory. It's crunchy.
He's there. He's got
only one thing could stop him from manifesting his destiny.
Canada would be much better off being a 51st
state. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Take over, Elijah. Take over.
Oh, actual geez. Manifest destiny.
As the sun rises on Trump's Second Reich, the sun sets on Prime Minister Trudeau. He says goodbye to the Canadian public and hello to Canadian Tire. The Liberals elect a new leader, Harvard hockey legend and Bermuda banking bad boy Mark Carney, who calls the election. But not before disarming Poilievre by axing his own party's carbon tax. Now, with an uncertain future, we have a choice to make. Will we trust in the steady hand of Pierre? Or the mature patriarch? Or other?
Or
the choice
other.
Is ours.
Not for long, quite frankly.
Not for long. The choice is not yours, as Darth Vader waits in the wings.
So there you go. We are going to pick a new leader. We are going to have a new prime minister after today. And it's going to be an interesting day. It, regardless of who you decide to pick, chances are we will be disappointed at the end of it. I like how they equally throw shots at both sides. They threw shots at Poilievre. They threw shots at Carney. Like how they called him a Harvard hockey legend, which he wasn't. Bermuda banking bad boy, Mark Carney. Oh, my God. Hilarious. Blessed Mama says, I just don't like Carney at all. There's something about him. I can't get the Mr. Burns meme out of my head. I can't get Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns. Let's get out and do our part to make sure that democracy, you know, I guess I'm not all opposed. I'm not exactly opposed to a minority government regardless. Yeah, I kind of like that. It keeps them on a short leash. That whole majority thing means, like, look at what happened with our friends south of the border. You get a big mandate from the public, immediately a big stick comes out. Doesn't matter what side wins. They're like, oh, yeah? You like me that much? You like me that? Okay, stand back, everybody. And it doesn't matter what side. So maybe the whole minority thing is kind of good. It keeps everybody on a short leash. Chewing our collective fingernails. Some are hopeful.
Some are fearful, but everyone is anxious. Terry's got her eyes covered. See, you can see the anxiety in the emojis. They're coming through. A lot of the teeth gritting here. Teeth gritting. Calvin is praying, fingers crossed, and he's curious. Alan has the devil and a thumbs down, and he's crying. He's not up to, he's got anxiety. I guess, you know what? I've said it from the start. All we can do is control the controllables, and that's voting today. And then what will be, ladies and gentlemen, what will be, okay? Althea Sigurdsson is not happy about voting today. She's feeling sick to her stomach. That's a lot of anxiety. Debbie Kynock, look at Debbie. She's got her dancing dress on. She's got the emoji of her hands. She's not just smiling, but the hands doing this. I'm so happy. She is very, she's optimistic. Got to have one of those ones. I was trying to think this morning as I was getting ready for the show of any political leader that we voted in that we went, you know what? That was a great guy or girl. That was just awesome. They did such a good job. I don't think that's ever happened. Can you think in your lifetime? I think we have to temper maybe our expectations. I mean, they've been out, they've been in this glorified job interview for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And I think it gets us all hyped up and all excited about the future. We need to step back and go, you know what? They're just going to break our hearts. They're just going to break. They get us all excited. I mean, I would say that the one I got excited the most about wasn't even Canadian. It was when, remember Obama mania in 2008? Oh, my God. He's whipping the world into a frenzy. Oh, hope and change. Hope and change. Was there that much hope? Was there that much change? Someone should just have the political slogan, don't screw this up. The guy to the south of us could have used that slogan because he got control of the steering wheel and started driving like a madman. We've never had a savior anyway. No one is coming to save us. We have never had a savior anyway. So just relax and take a deep breath and enjoy your family and enjoy your health and enjoy the things you can control, because this too will pass. And yes, even our orange friend south of the border will not be there forever. I know people joke, say, oh, he'll be there forever. No, all storms eventually do pass. So someone is going to lose tonight. And there'll be a lot of people disappointed. A lot of people saying, I'm moving. I'm leaving. I'm taking off from. And that could well be. Loretta says, once the votes hit the Manitoba border, it's over anyways. It's the East that makes the decision. I think if I have a serious concern about tonight, I think that that's probably it, is the split. And if there is a really dramatic split where, because that has happened since the beginning of our country, where the West and the East, it's, you know, think of, do you remember in elementary school when they taught us about the Golden Ribbon? John A. Macdonald, our first prime minister, he built a railroad because he knew, God, a country this wide, she's pretty wide. This is a pretty wide country. How are we going to keep this together? It's going to split up. So they built the railroad. You remember that from school? Since the beginning of time, it's been East versus West. And it will always be that way, I think. But today could be dramatic. Today we could see blue on one side and red on the other. And that is a little bit concerning, considering the circumstances to the south of us. Oh, man, the sun will come up tomorrow, and then you might go house shopping. Maybe you want to incorporate your business to take advantage of some new tax advantages. Incorporating your business, App Law Office can help. Are you looking at redoing your will? Maybe you're looking at dealing with a will or an estate. App Law Office can help you out with that too. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Uniday, across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Listen, the $20 Shell gas gift card, they're running out of gift cards. They've got a handful left, and we're running out of time. May 1st is coming up quickly, and so you have got to get in for your multi-point inspection either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday to qualify for that $20 Shell gas fuel card, okay? You'll get that with your multi-point inspection done with any of the work that you're getting thing done at Murray's, or you can get your multi-point inspection done for $55, and they'll take care of it for you and get you a $20 gift card. Okay, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at the Sky Dancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, Canadian at par, even though it's a 72 cents right now. If you're a member of the Players Club and you've got enough points, you've got to check things out at Sky Dancer Casino. Go see the Players Club. Tell them I sent you, and they will give you all the details on the Canadian at par promo, which has moved to 7 days a week now. Ask about it at Sky Dancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. They've got Tracy Bird coming in November, along with Little John in August, and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flats this July. SkyDancerCasino.com, and check them out on the social media channels, too. So when you go and get your Smile Cookies this week, or if you're part of the Smile Cookie campaign with Tim Hortons, this is really what's going to be happening in Brandon. Take a look at this. Introduce you to some kids and what a Smile Zone is all about.
My name is Derek. And my treatment can be hard sometimes. This is Cadence, and she has to miss school sometimes. This is Matthew. He's been coming here once a week since he was a baby. Before Smile Zone, we didn't have a place to play together.
Seeing their faces light up when they come around the corner and see Smile Zone is absolutely amazing.
Sometimes the kids are having so much fun in here, we have to wait for them to come to therapy.
This is where we play, learn, and grow.
When I'm at the Smile Zone, I can get the hooks and needles.
I want to smile.
That is the Smile Zone, and the Smile Zones are popping up right across North America. A project that helps to make medical facilities much more enjoyable. They're not enjoyable places. I mean, they're enjoyable because our health gets better and our kids get the help they need. But let's face it, they can be scary. They can be intimidating. And Smile Zone, what Smile Zone does is it makes those places awesome. And it makes them a fun place to hang out. Because we're going to build a Smile Zone in Brandon at the Brandon Clinic. How awesome is that? Good morning, Greg. How are you this morning?
Hey, very good, Tyler. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks for being here.
You know what? We're excited. We're ready. First day of Smile Cookie Week kicked off early this morning, and we're running it right through till Sunday. So some amazing causes we have between our 10 locations. And, you know, it might be chilly outside, so come warm up tonight with a nice new chocolate chunk Smile Cookie and support a great cause.
I can't put it on. Put it on. Don't want to mess up that great hair. Hey. Yeah.
G is for cookie. It's good.
Oh, we'll leave it here when you come decorate.
Yeah. It'll go with my shirt. It'll go with my shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were playing just a few seconds ago the Smile Zone video of the kids that at different facilities where the Smile Zone, and that it's not the only project that's being supported through this campaign, but it does get a lot of attention because it tugs at people's heartstrings. I mean, as a dad of small kids yourself, you know, if they're spending time in a clinic facility, the Smile Zone, we were up in Dauphin. We did it in Dauphin. Isn't it a great spot? Explain it to people.
100%. You know, Rhonda's really proud to be a board member of the Smile Zone Foundation. She's done one in Newfoundland in memory of my uncle and her late husband, Craig Party. Last year, we were lucky enough to do one up in the Dauphin Hospital. And yeah, like you said, this year our funds are going to the Brandon Area Community Foundation, as well as the Smile Zone right here in Brandon at the Brandon Clinic. And I tell you, you know, nobody likes going to the hospitals. Nobody likes going to the clinics. You know, it's always got that fear factor a little bit, especially if you're, you know, younger in kids' ages and stuff. You know, the Smile Zone people come in within a weekend, 3-4 days, beautiful artwork, new colors, bright, vibrant colors, interactive activities for the kids. And, you know, it's great for everyone of all ages. And yeah, I know we've kind of shared a little bit of photos there with you guys, a little sneak peek of what's coming. And I can tell you the photos don't do it justice. We have some surprises up our sleeve, and it's been great to work with the Brandon Clinic. So we can't wait to show you basically the new wing at the Brandon Clinic coming. It's going to be ready to go here before summer. So we're pretty excited, but you know, we need your support and get out and grab some cookies this week.
Okay. So, in Brandon, it's the Brandon Area Community Foundation and Smile Zone. But of course, we're in Neepawa and Dauphin and Mooseman, and tell us about all the other groups that are going to benefit from the Smile Cookies today, this week.
Sure, yeah. Our guys up in Dauphin are the Watson Arts Center. Neepawa is the beautiful area community, or the Beautiful Plains Community Foundation. Mooseman is McLeod Elementary School. They need to revise and redo a playground due to a daycare coming on the ground as well. And Verdun is the VCI, Verdun Collegiate Institute. They need some help with new basketball hoops and a new place for the students to play basketball. So, you know, it's a big price tag for that. So 100% of your proceeds from every Smile Cookie sold are going to these great causes. We also have these new limited edition plushies that are in stock right now. We have very limited supply. But, you know, if you are have someone younger at home, or if you'll just like playing, make sure you get your hands on these, because proceeds as well are going to all these projects wherever you pick them up. So, you know, if you still want big orders, get some big orders in. We're happy to take them over the phone, or you can visit our website at timhortonswestman.ca. And, yeah, we're looking forward to break the record books. We keep saying we don't want our Smile Cookie totals to crumble. And Dauphin has some friendly competition, but, you know, the party family here in Brandon said they're taking it this year, and we've had some amazing pre-orders from companies, from schools, amazing support. Thank you to Guild Insurance, our supporters for today in Brandon. So we're really thankful for everyone coming on board, purchasing some Smile Cookies ahead of time, and you're going to see cookies, Smile Cookies, wherever you go this whole week. So We're excited. No question.
So what is this thing with the Saskatchewan government in Mooseman? Did I read that correctly, that they're like out in Saskatchewan, they're going to like top you up as far as the project out there? That's so cool.
Yeah. So that project for McLeod Elementary, the province has backed up $50,000 matching to that project. So, you know, we sell a lot of cookies in Mooseman, so we're hoping to get there by the end of the week already, which is amazing, and have that topped off by the government so they can finish the project ahead of schedule. So amazing, amazing job again by the government out there.
And really, all you need to remember is go buy and eat cookies at Tim Hortons this week. It goes until May the 4th. Again, visit your local Tim Hortons. I'm going to be over there a little bit later this morning, decorating from 10:30 till noon. I'll be maybe putting the Cookie Monster helmet on. Who knows what will happen? But you're coming in loud and clear, pal. Like, this is crystal clear.
I can't we miss having you here. You know, those gremlins. But anyway, we'll get it figured out for next time for sure, and we'll make sure it's working right for our grand opening.
Oh, that smiles! Oh my God, I got goosebumps. I am just so, I can't wait for that. It is such an amazing project. It was so much fun in Dauphin. It's still one of my favorite memories of this of the show. Actually, we had such a good time up in Dauphin. It was a magical day, and you guys had people coming in from right across the country to be part of that. And I would assume it's going to be the same in Brandon too.
100%. We're gonna have some special guests, some entertainment, and we'll make sure to let everybody know when that's gonna happen. So we're excited.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Greg. We'll see you later this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Happy Smile Cookie Week. Thanks, Greg. Good job. Well done. Look at that. So the technology can work sometimes. Oh, yeah, we struggled with it. But you know what? We're going to make that happen for the Smile Zone, because I truly am so excited about this. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you for your purchase of Smile Cookies, and thanks to the great crews at the different Tim Hortons locations across southwestern Manitoba for the great work that they do. I found this interesting this morning. Taken from the headlines, this is appearing in a lot of areas of the internet this morning. And I have not seen this in Canada yet. I've seen it on like appliances and stuff, but I have not seen it on groceries and food. This is making headlines this morning. More Americans are financing their groceries with buy now, pay later loans. And not only are they financing their groceries with buy now, pay later, then they're defaulting on those loans. I've never heard of such a thing. A LendingTree survey found 25% of buy now, pay later users are funding grocery purchases with loans. The survey said 41% of respondents say they made a late payment on their loan in the last year. The figures are also evidence that consumers are having trouble affording essentials. You think that you got to take a loan out to buy food? And Canadians are, they've got a lot of credit card debt. Maybe that's what we're doing. Maybe are we charging our groceries more? How do you think this is happening here? How is this working in Canada? Are we just going to the food bank more? How are they able to even offer those loans? There's no collateral. At least when you're buying a couch or a flat screen TV, they can come and repo the TV. You know, when you get a loan for a car, they'll come and take your car back. You've defaulted on your basket of groceries. I'm here to pick up your pizza pops. Are you here to buy a business? Are you here to buy a car? No, I need some tomatoes. I need some tomatoes. You think you can help me out? While we're not financing groceries in this country, we are financing your furniture, appliances, and electronics, and even have fan furnishings at Leon's. What is fan furnishings? Well, fan furnishings is where you can get your favorite sports team made into a chair, couch, love seat. Oh, man, you can shop the collection at leons.ca. Fan of the Maple Leafs? Fan of the Raptors? Fan of the Jets? I don't know if they've got Jets stuff on there. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. They just introduced this. This is really cool. Fan furnishings at Leon's. And when you go to leons.ca, you can see their amazing selection of furniture, appliances, and electronics. Save on mattresses and sofas, outdoor furniture. There's their appliances. And, of course, proudly Canadian. But here it is. Don't pay till 2027. 0% interest with no monthly payments, plus free local delivery. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. At the Elkhorn Resort and Clarceau Nordic Spa, beautiful Riding Mountain National Park. If you're getting ready for some summer vacation time, please keep them in mind. It's a great spot for family entertainment. Of course, Buffalo Bar has entertainment back each and every weekend for you to enjoy while you're up at the lake. And more cottages are opening up now that May 1st will soon be here. So the activity level starts to pick up. Check out Elkhorn Resort Clarceau Nordic Spa at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Take a look at the amazing packages that they've got available for you and your family. elkhornresort.mb.ca. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops, and tomorrow's Taste of Tuesday. Once again, we'll have a product from our friends at Co-ops to try on the show. It's usually a Co-op Gold product, and of course, Co-op Gold is the generic brand at Co-ops. It's an affordable premium brand available at your local co-op, 100% Canadian. You're supporting the local co-ops in your area that, again, are taking the profits from the co-op and reinvesting it back into the community. So it doesn't get more local than your local co-op store. Good stuff. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Comparing the cost of a Big Mac from 2000 to 2025. Hang on to your hats on this one. This is why we need a loan for the groceries. Big Macs keep getting more expensive. And for years, economists have used the Big Mac as kind of a measuring stick, as it were. As where the Big Mac goes, the economy goes. In the last 25 years, the cost of a Big Mac has gone up 158%. So if I had gotten a Big Mac the year my son was born, it is now doubled and then some in price. Double and a half. In 2000, in the United States, a Big Mac could be purchased for $2. However, the average cost of a Big Mac in the U.S. right now is just over $5. Some locations close to $6. That is unreal. Wow. I remember a time where people were eating at fast food joints because it was cheaper to eat at a fast food joint than to cook the food at home. Now it's the reverse. I read something that there is a McDonald's in Connecticut that for a Big Mac meal is charging $17 U.S. So $17 U.S. for a Big Mac. That's the fries and the drink. Oh, my God. In Canadian dollars, that's $23.80 Canadian. All right. What next on the show on this Smile Cookie Election Day? Why are airplane windows so small? I've often wondered that. Airplane windows are so small, and it's so fun. I love, do you need a window seat, or do you prefer an aisle seat? I always thought everybody wanted the window seat. I want to see what's going on out there. I want to see what's happening, see where we're going. And I love when they put the digital display up, and there's this little airplane with the line, and it shows you where you're flying over. So you see this big city down below, and you're like, oh, I wonder who that is. Wonder where we are. And then they show it on the screen. I really like that. So apparently window airplanes are so small due to structural integrity. The metal that makes up the hull of the plane is made to be super strong to withstand the changes in external pressure. And the larger the windows are on a plane, the less hull is available to keep the outer skin of the plane strong and resistant to these pressure changes. So it helps to reinforce the structural integrity of the tube flying at 40,000 feet. Also, those windows, because they're so small, the weight of them is very light and helps to keep the plane light, which, of course, is important. And they also say in the event of an emergency, it's good to have the windows, although I would think windows bigger would be better, but the shrapnel from an engine blast shattered a window of the plane back in April of 2018. And Jennifer Riordan, a resident of Albuquerque, New Mexico, had the window seat in that row. She was partially sucked out of the window, but partial is the key here. She ended up being fine, but no, I'm sorry. Oh, wait a second. They tried to help her. Didn't end well. I'll leave it at that. But the point that I'm trying to make, or the point that the experts, I guess, are trying to make here, is that because the windows generally are quite small, a big person like me ain't going to get sucked out. Isn't that nice? I won't get sucked out. Sounds morbid, but a smaller window meant only one person, and usually a tiny person, gets sucked out. So if you're tiny, see, this is another reason why when you go to Costco, get your $1.50 hot dog in you. Go for the Big Mac. I know it's a lot of money, but go and load up. Enjoy your food. And if people ask you why you're putting on your pounds, say, I don't want to get sucked out of the airplane window. That's all they need to know. Thanks to everybody who dropped by for the electric car test drive on Saturday, raising funds for Earth Day with Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. If you didn't get a chance to test drive an EV, guess what? They are there, ready, willing, and able to help you out, get you into an EV of your dreams. So you can bypass the gas station so you don't have to get nearly as much mechanical work done on your vehicle. They can take care of it all for you at Murray's, and they come in a variety of different models for you to choose from. And, of course, they can answer all your questions with regards to EV ownership, bonuses and incentives that are available, and any changes you might want to make to things like your garage and stuff so that you can charge it up. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue in the city. And Sunrise Credit Union. We are coming up to the deadline of the Building Communities Grant, I believe the 30th of April, which is on Wednesday. So you do have 3 days left to take advantage of the Building Communities Grant. The Sunrise Way focuses on the needs of members, staff, and communities about growing social and environmental performance and fiscal responsibility. In other words, they're helping your project with some financial support, like the Cypress River Senior Center, or Pipestone Memorial Park, or the Deloraine Ag Society. But the deadline is Wednesday, okay? So let's get those applications in, and let's make it happen, because the deadline is coming fast. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Cool hack for buying your pineapple. A woman named Ava recently blew the minds of millions on TikTok. Maybe this is where she got it from. Is your pineapple ripe or not? And really, all you have to do is pull one of the leaves out. She says that you can tell if the pineapple's ripe or not by tugging on a leaf. If it doesn't budge, it's not ripe. Then she grabs another one a different pineapple, and it doesn't move either, not ripe. Once she grabs the leaf and it pops out, she says, oh, that's a ripe pineapple. Product experts came forward to validate the hack. Former produce manager here, this is correct. The Smile Zone. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride as we come to an end on a Monday on this voting day. And we will have the results for you tomorrow and more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Have a great day, guys.